Last week, Congress completed its work for 2016. The final two items of business the Senate had to approve before adjourning included passage of a continuing resolution to fund the federal government through April 28, 2017, and a water resources development bill. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with a recap of the week.
Congress chose to pass a short-term continuing resolution to allow time for the incoming administration to work with Congress early next year to finish the appropriations bills for fiscal year 17, and also will begin work early in the year on preparing the appropriations bills for fiscal year 18, which starts in October of next year.
Langley goes on with more details on the Water Resources Development Bill.
This package had been under development between the House and Senate for a number of months and includes a couple of key provisions for agriculture and the cotton industry specifically. First of all, it includes language that was agreed to by both Republicans and Democrats in California to try to address the water availability and drought issues in that state. As a result of these provisions, it should result in additional water being pumped to Southern California to help agriculture and communities in that part of the state deal with water shortages, and also longer term provides funding and authorization for additional water storage and other components to try to deal with the water situation in California. Also, the bill includes language directing EPA to modify their regulation that deals with the Spill Prevention Control and Countermeasures Rule, or SPCC, that requires containment and other security provisions for fuel and oil storage on farms and other agricultural facilities.